redshirt junior goalkeeper Sophia Howard has been the Rutgers field hockey team's main goalkeeper for the past two seasons. She joins me today on the WRSU crew. Sophia, thank you for coming on the program today.
No worries. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sophia, obviously Rutgers is having a phenomenal season, being ranked number 4 in the country and undefeated through 12 games. What do you think are some of the factors that are leading to this historic season for Rutgers?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing really well, and I think a lot that goes into that is just the commitment that this team has towards like every day at training and the same kind of going into games as well. I think we're taking each game at a time. We're not really looking ahead to further games, and so I think that's really helping as well.
And obviously, head coach Meredith Savicko is in her 12th season with the program and has been, you know, very successful. How has she made an impact on the team and turned Rutgers field hockey into a winning program over the past 12 seasons? I know you've only been there for two, but, you know, just recently.
Yeah, no, I think Meredith is an amazing coach. She puts so much into this program and just like so much into each team that she coaches. I mean, every team is different for her, but the way she can adapt to coaching every different team is really awesome. She knows what we need. She knows what each individual player needs. She's always checking in with us. You know, it's always like family first. It's not like if something's going wrong, she's always there to help you out. She literally does everything for us. I mean, she stayed up to like 1 a.m. one night making us, making us bracelets. So, I mean, she just goes like above and beyond, and she has that desire to win as well, which, I think shows in her coaching and shows with how we kind of play and train and everything as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a part of this team for a couple of seasons now. What is something to you that stands out about this year's team, like in particular?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about family, and we talk about that every year because these teams are always based around family. But this year, it feels different. It feels like every single person is truly like 100% committed, 100% in. And we truly are family. I mean, every single person is just so committed. We're looking out for each other. It doesn't matter what grade you're in, doesn't matter how long you've been here for. It's just, yeah, everyone giving 100% every day and helping each other, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And obviously your role with the team is, you know, the goalkeeper. So you play a big part in leadership with your team. How do you lead Rutgers to success, especially in a year like this? Very, very big season historically.
Yeah. I mean, I try to do a lot of like leading by example. That's just how I kind of, how my leadership kind of goes, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I think just encouraging as well, like encouraging everybody, getting everyone, you know, to give 100%. And some days, like, people aren't going to have that 100%. So just knowing what they need and knowing how you can help them as well, I think is super important. But yeah, mm-hmm. Leading by example, always giving 100%, definitely, just to make each other better.
And up next for Rutgers, big road matchup against number 9, Ohio State. How does the team prepare for ranked games like this one? Is it different or is there always the same? How do you prepare about this game is like, you know, going into a ranked match?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, every week, of course, we're always looking to bring that intensity. But I think Big Ten games are always different and ranked opponents. We always want to kind of up the ante, I guess. So, just kind of talking with the leaders and the coaches, like just really bringing that intensity every day and pushing each other in training and how can I help forwards and how can they help me, you know, to just do the best that they can and how that's going to translate into our games. I think we kind of, we have this motto of, you know, and it's obviously a very well-known motto, but how you train is how you're going to play. So just looking to always give that 100% in training so it translates into our games.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see where it goes from there for the rest of the season. Sophia Howard, many thanks to you and many thanks for coming on the program today. All the best and good luck for the rest of the upcoming season.
Thanks so much. Thank you.